Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton, co-host. Hollywood is out under the bright lights. I think we're going to send the MPs after him, make sure he is working. We are both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome to you, the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week, as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we are privileged to be broadcasting today from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama on Mobile Bay. We have an outstanding show for you today, but first we want to thank some of our fine sponsors and people that helped keep us on the radio here for all of these years. And then the first one would be the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park and Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline. And thanks to all of these fine sponsors and our great listeners, we could not be here without them. So please let them know that you heard it on the a voice on the issues that on Scuttlebutt Network, and SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion with us here on the radio at 343-0106. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at 106.5 FM, and we have a packed show for you this afternoon. So check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more info and to help assist our veterans, and what we're here to do in the military with their health care options. But, and of course, my tirade on the end of the show, you don't want to miss it. It's about the three R's. But first, it's always a treat to be joined by our good buddy there from the Veterans Advocates of the State of Alabama, the Career Center, Mr. Donald Ciotat. Big Don, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, Tommy? How you doing today?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm bouncing off the ball out here. You know, Cal's pulled one of his AWOL tricks, so the Top Cat's here by himself.
Well, good. Well, I'm sorry I can't be out there on the back of the battleship. That's always a fun radio show to do.
Man, it is unbelievable, you know. It is to be able to be here. But I know that you've got a lot of eventful things going on in the last few weeks or so here. I might give us a little insight on some of the things that you guys are working with for our vets.
Well, we got in the area, we've got some job fairs coming up in Mobile. The dates of those, I believe, in March. I have to get back with you on it. We'll get it out at a later date. We talked about it last time I was there.
Right.
But we've got some things going on. Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs is actually hiring also. They're looking for Mobile County Assistant Veteran Service Officer positions. And that's on their site.
Yeah, what does it take for somebody to get involved in that job?
Yes, for sure. And you know, most of us veterans, or all of us veterans, want to help veterans, you know. So it's a good job. It pays pretty good. It pays about what we pay starting out. So the pay is pretty good. And you only have to, it's not required for a four-year degree. So that, okay. That makes it nice for some people.
Oh, yeah, that helps a bunch of us guys.
Yeah. So we got that. We've got something we're trying to gas, and we're going to see how well it works and maybe bring it down to Mobile, Baldwin County area. We're going to do a reverse job there where the employers come in and they actually do the walking through, and the veterans will be sitting at desk, you know.
Say
and
what?
They'll have their resumes ready, and the employers can actually, you know, sit down and talk to the veterans that they may be interested in. This is something new. They're doing it in a couple of different places in the country, but we decided to try it in Gadsden and see how well it works. And if it works pretty good, we're going to try it at some other places in Alabama and hopefully down in Mobile.
That is awesome. That's very innovative to be able to put these guys behind the table and let their employers come to them.
Right, correct.
Did you find that works?
Yeah, it gives them a more one-on-one chance with the employee instead of just handing them a resume. You know, they get to spend some time with it. So, and it's not, you know, we only pick like 15 or so employers in a certain category, and then the veterans that are interested in getting jobs in that category. So you're kind of matching. They're all in the same, you know, have the same goal of employment with the same kind of company that they're looking for.
Right.
So,
yeah, they're not having to talk to 30 or 40 other companies that are not interested in them anyway.
Right. And instead of just handing out a bunch of resumes at a job fair, it's more of a focus type job fair, you know, where you focused on exactly what career field you want to go into, and those employers will be the ones invited to the job fair. So
right.
It's more of a focus-type job fair. We'll see how it goes.
Do you find that this has worked better at some of the other places that you've utilized it?
Well, they said they've been real successful at it. They said that it works. You know, you don't get to serve as many people, but it is a more focused, you know, opportunity for people to come in instead of just walking through and hand out a bunch of resumes.
Well, it appears to me that, you know, that they would pick up more employees by doing that because those people are interested in the jobs that they have offered anyway.
Right.
They don't waste a lot of the time.
Right. Well, plus we'll have people there that can help, you know, with the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act training, if the employer needs, you know, to get some OJT contracts written up, we'll have people there. They see a candidate that they like, but they want to do an OJT contract on them, we'll have people there that can write those contracts up. So it ought to be interesting to see how well it works out.
I would certainly think so. I think that's a unique way to do it. You know, rather than, as I say, if you walk in there as a vet, and there's 60 companies, and there's only three companies that are really interested in the job skills that you may have, you're wasting a lot of time otherwise.
A lot of time.
And really, truly,
employers, we find that employers, you know, they want to hire people that want to come work for them, not just want a job. And that way you are kind of reaching out to specific employers, you know, I want to come work in your career field, not just I want a job.
Right. Well, and also now in behalf of that, don't you guys have, and does the federal government have some benefits available for on-the-job training and help train these people?
We do. We have WIOA, which is Workforce Innovation. I'm so used to saying WIOA. It's our slang term. Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. And you can go to the career centers in your area and find out what the specifics are on that, but they have OJT contracts, and if you qualify, you can get signed up and get an OJT.
Yes, and that's awesome. Well, I know the benefits are so great that all of the companies that I've talked to about it, and saw handle it are ready and willing to work with them because it's so beneficial to the employer and the amount of money and the restitution that they could get out of it.
Yes, for sure.
That is awesome.
For sure.
Well, listen, what's this medallion program? What's all that deal?
Well, the medallion program is how the U.S. Department of Labor wants to show their appreciation to employers for hiring veterans. They have three different sizes depending on the size of the company. They have small employer awards, which is 1 to 50 employees, and then medium employer awards, which is 51 to 499 employees, and then large employer awards is 500-plus employees.
Oh, my goodness.
And each one of those categories has a platinum and gold award.
Okay.
And they have to meet specific criteria to get the platinum or the gold.
Huh. But now how does the companies get involved in that?
Well, they go online to the website, hirevets.gov.
Hirevets.gov?
Yes.
All right.
And they can, it's really a questionnaire. Now, there's a small application fee depending on the size company. Like for the small employers, it's $90. For the medium, it's $190. And for the large, it's $495. Now, what do you get from that? You get a digital medallion that you can use on your website. You can put it up, paint it on the side of a building. You can do whatever you want with it, pretty much.
Awesome. That's like
as long as you don't discredit U.S. Department of Labor.
Right.
But a lot of people use it on their website. It helps promote that they hire veterans, and it helps. It's a marketing tool, also.
Sure. Yeah.
But. Yep. The thing about the application process is
all right, we're running up onto the end, Donald. Give us that website again on how the companies can get involved.
It's hirevets.gov.
All right. Appreciate it. Donald Ciotat with our career centers and our vet division. Appreciate having you on board, big guy.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right. You can always visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, we'll have Mr. Shay McLean, the curator from the USS Alabama battleship, on board with us and bring us up to date about what's happening here at the battleship.
Trained in combat, hand to hand.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
I've been a soldier since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots right around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106, and you can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Check us out on Facebook. We are broadcasting from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. And it's a privilege to be joined by the curator here from the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park, Mr. Sean, is that Sean or Shay?
Shay.
Shay McLean, curator. So I was trying to find out what in the heck is a, you know, country boy like me, what's a curator? And it looks like you got your fingers in all the pies.
Oh, a little bit here and there. You got that right, Tom.
Woo! Well, it is unbelievable that you guys can do what you do here and have all of these items on view for the public to come in and see. When you're not receiving money from the federal government or the state or anybody, right, you're standing on your own merits and on what you're able to show and charge here.
That is absolutely true. A lot of people are not familiar with the fact that we do not receive funding from the federal government or the state, that everything that we have for monetary resources comes through the gate and through our, for example, our not ticket sales, gift shop sales and galley and things like that.
So, and you're parking to get in there. But if you're coming in here, you need to pay just to park because I get, guess what, 40% of the things you have to show that are available to the public are actually outside in the open.
That's correct. And another thing I think a lot of people aren't aware of is many of the items that you see are on, in fact, loan from the various armed forces. Yes. So many of the planes come from the Navy or the Air Force. The tanks come from the Army.
So they just let y'all have them for a dedicated amount of time to put on display?
That's correct. And we have to renew these loans every year. So that the various branches of service do look at the condition of these things because these are, after all, a representation of those services and should be presented with honor.
So not only do they loan them to the battleship Memorial Park, but y'all have to keep them up?
That is absolutely correct.
Well, I mean, that looks like it would be stressful and trying to find enough money to make all that work.
Well, it is. It's very difficult at times. And as you can imagine, there are unforeseen circumstances that occur, like a hurricane.
Oh, yes.
You can't imagine how much damage was done to the park during Hurricane Katrina.
And were you actually able to put a figure on that?
Well, I think they'd come to an actual number, but I'm going to let General Cobb speak to
The general will handle that. Okay. That's awesome. But she does such a great job. And we're just so blessed to have, a major general here that's on board with the Battleship Commission and be able to run this because I'm sure she runs a tight ship.
She absolutely does.
But when you say it on loan, usually occur for, is that like a year or 2 years or 5 years? Or
We renew the loans on most of the items here yearly.
Yearly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do they, as you say, do they come down and actually inspect them to make sure that y'all are taking care of them?
Some do. For example, the Navy routinely comes down because a large portion of our park, the ship, the submarine, the larger items are Navy, from the Navy.
Right.
So they're very active, and the aircraft as well. Now, other branches like the Air Force and the Army, we do paperwork and we send in photographs, and so they don't necessarily physically visit us, but we do keep up with their loans.
Okay, all right. That way. Well, we just utilized this facility here in the last week for the loss of our unbelievable, awesome Captain Al Pierce. And what a blessing to have so many vets and have a facility that was available for his service.
Yeah, and Captain Howe was also a commission member here at Battleship Park.
Awesome,
very near and dear to us here at Battleship Park. And what a turnout, Tom. The event was last Monday, his memorial service. And on behalf of the park, I just want to thank all of the veterans in particular who came out and supported that event. It was standing room only in the pavilion, and it was a beautiful ceremony and very befitting of Mobile's last Sea Lord, as he was.
Amen. Amen, our Sea Lord. But he and I had a running joke all the time, and every time I'd see him, I said, "Where you at, Captain Howell? Is it your best damn Uber driver the Marines ever had? Claxton, would you sit down and shut up? I'm not an Uber driver." But we had our little running joke there, because Marines don't have any ships, so, they can't we can't transport ourselves. We have to use the Navy. But, and we are, I guess you could say a division of the Navy, whether we recognize it or want to recognize it or not. But that's just unbelievable. Now, you have another outstanding event that's coming on board here, and that's the Living History Crew Drill, which is going to be Saturday. That's 15th.
That's correct. It's this weekend. And if you haven't been, it's a very entertaining event. It's also very educational because what we have, Tom, are a crew of young men and women. We also have some ladies on board who dress in World War II period costumes or uniforms in the men's case, and they convey to the public what it was like to be a World War II soldier or sailor or Marine or Wave or WAC during this great conflict. Because, we're losing so many of this great generation
of
Second World War.
Rapidly.
And what we're trying to do is pass that baton, so to speak, where these young men and women are meeting the few veterans that are left and taking their stories and maintaining them and passing them on to the next generation.
Oh, Lord, okay.
So kids who may, and soon, Tom, I hate to say it, there will be a generation of kids who would not know what it's like to have met a World War II veteran.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
If you do the math, the youngest kid at, say, 17 who enlisted in 1945 is now in his 90s.
Right.
We are at that point.
Right, right. We had a century old with a lot of our veterans, you know. They're in their, as you say, the 90s and 100, 101s, 102. And, you know, we're so blessed to have some of them that actually reached that 100-year mark, you know. That it's just unbelievable. But what about the National Warbird Conference that's coming, too?
Well, I'm afraid I don't have a whole lot of information on that. I'm going to have to let the general fill you in on those details.
All right. Well, that's cool. But we do have tell me about the B-25 that you've got here?
Yes. Well, you know, we are constantly renovating and restoring our historic assets here at the park. And we have one of the major attractions we have here is a 1942 B-25 bomber.
Ooh.
And
like Doolittle's Raider?
It's exactly right. It's the exact type of plane that was used during the Doolittle Raid on Tokyo.
Oh, my goodness.
Early in the war.
What an event.
And it's under a complete restoration, and we'll be converting it back to its original configuration, and it'll be on display to the public in probably the next couple of months.
Awesome. And now it's actually on site now, being repurposed here.
And if you come by the park, you can actually see some of our restoration technicians working on that plane.
That
and,
is awesome.
And maybe get asked them a question or two.
Is that bird on the outside or inside of the pavilion?
We are going to move that inside the pavilion. We're going to build an entire exhibit around it.
Oh, my goodness.
Discussing the Doolittle Raiders. You know, we already have an extensive Tuskegee Airmen exhibit inside.
Yes, yes, it is awesome, too.
We'd love to pair those two together because
they
tell such important stories of our World War II flyers.
I tell you what, you know, without that, without the Tuskegee flyers and the Doolittle flyers, we might be marching to a different beat.
That's exactly right.
All right. Shay McLean, curator at the Battleship, awesome. We appreciate everything you guys are doing and appreciate you taking the time to be on board with us today.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. And we can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, Charlie Wilson from Viva Medicare when we return to On the Scuttlebutt.
And Cal Walters, radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. A voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots right around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. We are broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. And I'm Tom Clarkson, co-host. Hollywood is out hitting the boards. But we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 251-343-0106. And to join in on the discussion, hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow Cal on Twitter at Cal_SBN. And we would also like to remind you that without our fan friends that help sponsor these shows, we wouldn't be here, and we'd like to thank those people that make this show possible: the Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Viva Medicare of Alabama, their rep is here with us this afternoon. Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline. Man, I tell you, it's a privilege to be joined by our brother Charlie Wilson, a vet here that's with Viva Medicare of Alabama. Charlie, thank you for being here, man, and thank you for your service, and we appreciate Viva being one of our fine sponsors.
Hey, buddy, thanks for having me. I got to tell you, sitting outside here, they got some trucks working here with that diesel fuel in the air. It makes me, gives me memories of being in the mechanized infantry back in Hinesville, Georgia.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you Army guys, you know. But, you know, Viva Medicare, we hear the names of all of these other souped-up Medicare companies with all these other insurance companies. You know, we're just now, over the last few years, are hearing a lot about Viva. Give us a little insight on what Viva Medicare is and who owns it.
Absolutely. Well, and I couldn't be more proud. I tell you what, we're a local company, and what I mean by that is we are right here in the state of Alabama. We're owned by UAB Health Systems out of Birmingham. Have well over 100,000 members. We do Medicare and small business, so some commercial too. You know, we take pride in our customer service. We're a concierge insurance company. Anybody that deals with us, that deals with an agent, gets their personal cell phone number. You know, we're different than the big guys. If somebody actually calls into our member services, it's answered right here in Birmingham, so we don't have a phone.
Right.
You know,
right.
We don't outsource that.
It's not in St. Louis or Kansas.
It's not, or a different
or
country.
That's Chicago,
right.
Or
that's
India.
Right. And, you know, we have real people answer the phone. We don't have a
really?
Phone tree. You
really?
Don't push one for this, two for that. We're just a different kind of insurance
Lord. That's
company.
Nice. We yep. love that. But, you know, tell us about your local office.
So we're right here on Dolphin Street. We actually just moved a couple of doors down to get a bigger space because we're growing so much here in Mobile and Baldwin County. We're at 3059 Dolphin Street now. And we're different. We're one of the few insurance companies in the state of Alabama, especially for our Medicare Advantage plans, where people can walk in and talk to us every day. Most of the other companies, you get a toll-free number on the back of your card, you know, and good luck to you. And our members love being able to come sit down with us. We do all kinds of things at the offices, so our members can come in and we do we have healthy cooking classes, we have bingos, we have health fairs where our members
say
can
what?
Come in.
That's What's
right.
that got to do with insurance?
Well, we want to build a community.
Okay.
In our health fair, we're trying to keep our members healthy, so we do A1C checks and blood checks and glaucoma checks for those that may have a diagnosis of diabetes. Doing the healthy cooking classes helps people eat healthier. You know, we do a lot of things here locally, and we're open to anybody that wants to come in. Now, we reserve it for our members only during the health fairs because we're
doing
you know, health
checks. But in other words,
and flu shots.
If someone is on Medicare now and has one of these other insurance companies, they can come in and sit down with you guys and say, okay, here's what I've got. What do you have? Are you competitive? And do you have something that may be better than what I actually have?
You know, and absolutely. And we do that every day. We sit down with people. You know, people come in, and I encourage anybody to call us that's on a Medicare Advantage plan. Sometimes there's election periods. A lot of people think they can only change once a year. Sometimes
yeah.
there's other election periods where they can change. And we're the experts in that, and we can talk to them about that. But we will sit down and talk to anybody. We're an information company. I do Medicare education classes all the time. I do them for businesses. I do them for individuals. I have two scheduled tomorrow where I sit down and just literally break down Medicare, the A, B, C, D, E, F,
oh my goodness.
What they mean. And we're not there to sell them at that point. We're there just to educate.
Information.
Right.
Well, you know, and so here we go then. What is Medicare?
So Medicare is a federally funded health insurance program for adults 65 and older. Those that are disability, so if you've been disabled for two or more years, you can get awarded Medicare before you're 65. People with Lou Gehrig's disease, certain kidney diseases, can get Medicare.
Okay. So you don't have to be 65 in some cases.
You do not. That's
according
exactly
to,
right.
It's according to your physical health.
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
And so what does Medicare cover now? I'm hearing about Part A, Part B, and all this stuff.
Right. So Medicare Part A is your inpatient hospital stay. So if you're admitted into the hospital, you can think of it as a hotel room. That's what Part A pays for.
Okay.
Part B, most people have a Part B, as in boy premium, where they're paying the federal government for their Part B. That's to see the doctors.
Okay.
Part C is an Advantage plan. That's what Viva does. There's other companies that do it, some of the bigger ones you've heard of, but we do C. And D is your drug coverage, and you and I had a good discussion outside about Part D.
That is really unbelievable now. We'll get to that later on in our discussion. But
yeah.
And what kind of plans do you have for our veterans, since this is a veteran show?
So in one of your commercials actually covers it the best that we do with you guys, and we just give veterans an option. Okay, so veterans that are on Medicare, you know, we encourage them to get their medications from the VA. Like I told you, they pay a lot less, and there's reasons right. for that. But we give them options. A lot of our veterans can't make it out to Tillman's Corner to the VA, or maybe they want a second opinion. And then we offer a lot of extras. Every veteran does not get help with hearing or eyewear, or, well, most of them do.
Right.
But we still offer hearing and eyewear and gym memberships and dental. A lot of them don't get the dental. Yeah.
Dental.
So there's a lot of extras that we put in there to help veterans. Okay. None of them have a premium. They're paying their Part B premium. Our plans don't pay everything. And all the times the veterans.
Wait a minute. You got a plan that there's $0 monthly premium?
That's right. Not all of them, but we have two that. For the veterans that would work for veterans that are $0 premium, you don't pay anything additional, and we cover medical. Like I said, you get the dental, the eyewear, the over-the-counter allowances. We're going to talk more about that, I know, when we come back. But
right.
there's a lot of extras in there.
But then some of the vet doesn't cover some of this stuff, man.
So the VA doesn't. There's some drugs they don't cover, too. So a lot of the veterans, if they get diagnosed with certain things, maybe something they want to be on, maybe there's a name brand and the VA wouldn't cover that, where an Advantage plan could. Not
okay.
only ours, but others too. But we do work well with the VA. You know, I'm a veteran. I talk
right.
to veterans every
right.
day. So we do have some different incentives for
them. So you do have a Medicare Advantage plan that is available for that?
That's right. We do.
Well, being a vet, what should I be looking for when I'm shopping for a plan?
So I tell everybody there's really seven things. You know, first you want to make sure that your doctors and your hospitals are going to be covered in the plan. You want to know if you need referrals. There's a lot of plans where you have to have a referral for every specialist you need to see, right? You want to make sure your medications are covered. So anything you're not getting out the VA, or if you're just a regular traditional Medicare awardee, you want to make sure that you're going to be getting your medications. Is there anything extra in these plans? Vision, dental, hearing, gym benefits. What can you afford to pay a month? A lot of them have $0 premiums. Other ones, you know, you can pay a little more and get lower copays. That's right.
So and more coverage.
And you want to know if you're going to have any anything coming up, like knee replacement surgeries, or if you need to get something done with your eyes. You need to know what your outpatient costs are going to be. So things you're going to look, because every plan is going to have different copays for that. So you want to make sure you're getting the best coverage, best bang for your buck, as I like to say.
Well, do you see it where we have any policies that we're getting a bump in here, but we're going to have a chance to come back here in a little while after our tirade. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But for more information, you can always check out the scuttlebuttnetwork.com on the other side of the break. Tom's tirade on the three R's, that being me, and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Well, fall is officially upon us, although you wouldn't know it by the continued heat. And along with the coming cooler temperatures and the incessant drumbeat of why Malzahn is still coaching at Auburn and why Saban is slumming with Aflac. I stumbled over that one pretty strong. Comes the return of young skulls full of mush to the government-controlled school system for their next round of indoctrination by the union thugs running the system. Back in my day, that meant a steady dose of three R's. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. I've always wondered about that last one, considering that arithmetic actually starts with an A, not an R. But who knows? These days, little Johnny, or Jenny, depending on which bathroom they want to use today, would probably get credit for trying. since we don't hold our students to anything remotely close to real standards. Apparently, we no longer hold our politicians or journalists to any real standards either, as is evident by the vitriol, political bias, and outright hatred that has been on display since President Trump was elected to office nearly 3 years ago. For anyone with a modicum of common sense, it is readily apparent that the majority of the media, mainstream, and social is no longer the fourth estate of government. They are now simply the voice of the Democratic Communist Party. And while it may be debatable as to which one sets the agenda for the other, it is apparent that they can no longer hold themselves out as objective in any way. Both have been working from the playbook of their own 3 R's in order to destroy the Trump presidency and decent people who have the temerity to associate with the duly elected president. But instead of the R's that we learned in school, or tried not in some cases, the Democratic Communist media cabal are following a different script: Russia, racist, and Rosemont. And while the outcome of the first two schemes to oust the president failed spectacularly, the third, Rosemont, may not be as familiar to the general public. But here's a clue. Think Hunter Biden and Ukraine. Wait. You mean you haven't heard the backstory leading up to the supposedly nefarious call from President Trump to his Ukrainian counterpart that has renewed Democrats' hopes for a Trump impeachment? Well, then let me fill you in. And before some of you ask why, Top Cat, are you jumping into this political maelstrom on SBN? Isn't that a bit political of you? Well, maybe. But the story of Hunter Biden starts well before the phone call. You see, Hunter and the Biden family in general is no stranger to using their wealth, their power, and their privileges to get a leg up on the smelly, deplorable Walmart voters who put Trump into office and continue to support him. But even the power of the vice president could not stop Hunter from blowing his chance to be the family's war hero after a brief stint in the U.S. Navy. According to reporting from USA Today back in 2014, the youngest son of Uncle Joe was discharged from the Navy only 1 month after his commissioning in the Naval Reserve. Dang. Okay, you might say that is not exactly. Except that Biden was discharged for testing positive for cocaine after a drug test in 2013, and the circumstances under which he made it into the Navy raised questions as well. Biden, an ensign, had been selected for commission as a reserve officer through the Direct Commission Officer Program in 2012. He was commissioned into the Navy Reserve Unit for Navy Public Affairs Support Element East in Norfolk, Virginia. Biden, who had no prior military experience, it seems he gets ahead where he has no experience, was one of six officers commissioned nationally for the billet. Applicants who cannot have passed their 42nd birthday at the time of commissioning are reviewed by a board that meets twice annually, and on average about 35 people apply. Hunter Biden sought and received a waiver to join the service because he was 44. He also received a second waiver because of a, quote, drug-related incident when he was a young man, end quote. As the Wall Street Journal reported and added that such waivers are not uncommon. So riddle me this. Blowboy Biden gets picked for one of six spots after 29 other candidates, and he has to pull the waiver card not once but twice. I mean, come on. I know the Obama administration lowered standards to enter the military, but according to this, I was a better candidate than he was. So outside of the fact that Joe Biden undoubtedly used his office to place his unqualified son in a spot in our military that could have been filled by a more suitable candidate, why am I bringing this to you, the listeners, attention? Because the very same unqualified Biden was, at the time, working as a lawyer, lobbyist, and managing partner at the investment firm Rosemont Seneca Partners in Washington. That's the third R, which elevated him to be hired in May 2014 to join the board of Burisma Holdings, Ukraine's largest private oil and gas producer, and be in charge of its legal department. Granted, Blow Biden has no experience in oil and gas unless it is his father's hot air, and had no background in Ukraine. Additionally, his elevation came on the heels of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine in 2014, an act of war which the Obama administration did nothing to counter. So why would the Democratic communists in the House, the Never Trumpers, and their willing accomplices, and the media jump on the phony whistleblower story of President Trump asking the Ukraine president to investigate Uncle Joe's interference into an investigation into his son's Ukrainian windfall? Because, as much as they would like to paint Trump as the obstructionist-in-chief, it is the Democratic, Communist, and the media propaganda machine that are, in fact, interfering with this president's agenda to make America great again. And that includes not allowing those born with a silver spoon to smoke crack to enter our military. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. By the way, have I mentioned I'm pissed off lately?
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program. What's the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and streaming live on ScuttlebuttNetwork.com. Just a little bit to say there, the First Amendment right to say it, and I was saying it with the fighting spirit to keep it. And like I said, I'm really pissed off about some of that stuff, but anyway, I can't say that, so I didn't really say it, so whatever. Charlie, tell us a little bit more about Viva. Don't we have some new stuff that's going to be available here?
So we do, and so all the Advantage plans are really listening to their customers these days, and we're finding more and more that the extra things that Medicare doesn't pay for, dental allowance, eyewear allowance, hearing aids, these things are coming more and more prevalent and more wanted by our customers. So we're really paying attention to that. We're changing our benefits every year, adding more of these extra value to them. And all the plans are over the counter, where you can, you know, get things like cold medicine and cough drops and you know, sinus medicine and band-aids and blood pressure cuffs, and there's all kinds of things out there, and all these plans are offering extra things, and we think they're really important to keeping people healthy and vibrant.
And you guys are on board with all that?
We're absolutely on board on it.
Okay.
We're really pushing hard to get more and more of those benefits.
That is just unbelievable. Charlie Wilson, the local sales rep or the district sales representative for Viva. If you guys have needed service, you can go by their office over there on Dolphin Street. I believe across the street from McConnell.
Yes, we are. That's right.
McConnell Automotive Center there on Dolphin. And but in a couple of restaurants there, too. Were you behind?
Crystal's drive-through.
So okay, right, you can handle that. Crystal. All right.
That's right.
Well, that brings us to the close of today's edition of the Scuttlebutt Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. And we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we hope that you've enjoyed the show. Again, a huge thank you to all of our supporters and sponsors, and please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. If you've enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you don't like it, tell us. We'll work it out. But tell it to the Marines, and we'll certainly do it. When will we again tackle the issues important to our veterans, which will be next Wednesday night? And until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those that are in harm's way. May God be with you and their families, and may God bless America. Remember, a hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah.